Okay, huddle up, sports fans. Live from Studio B, it's showtime for Ken, Mark, and John, the sports authorities, here on the new CKIW Radio 76.
High quality. Well, here we are once again in Studio B, enjoying ourselves and in the open air, only because I can hear it. help yourselves as we help each other, as we take a knee here for a while. In the sports authorities, coming to you live from Studio B in CKIWY Radio 76 land. So, here we go. We have high standards here, so don't bug us. We can swear here, so don't bug us. All of our opinions are our own, so don't bug us.
Yeah, if we want to protest, don't bug us.
We're going to be doing the show on the knee this
That's
tonight.
Right.
And we invite all of our listeners to also kneel during the program. And if any any female listeners want to come over afterward to Studio B, and you know they can kneel. We've even got like pillows and stuff they can kneel on. And
true that.
Do whatever they want to do. From
there
that
you
position.
Go. Yeah. No fatties. Anyway, so what we're going to do here for YOUOO is we're going to announce everybody here that is sitting here. Of course, over to our right is the Super CPA, Ken Pocket. Hiya, Kenny.
Hi, John, and hello to everyone out there in listener land.
That's right. And over to our left, the Commissioner. Forget about the DAC thing. That went away.
Oh, okay.
The Commissioner of the CKIW HL.
We wouldn't want to practicing medicine without a license.
No, that's, yeah, really. Yeah, yeah. That OB thing didn't work out so well. Anyways, the commissioner of our new fantasy league, which is going to be coming up real soon. Matter of fact, except for Facebook, kind of screwed up our promo with that. Anyways, if you really want to know about it, Mark will tell you more about it, of course. Mark Milicek, our sport director here at CKIW, who has all kinds of insights on our fantasy hockey league that we're just starting up. Not only that, but we are going to have a mystery outsider insider at 7:25 today. So, Mark, tell them what it's all about, Alfie.
Well, not about the mystery. Oh, the fantasy league. That's right. Yeah, we have a CKIW... Fantasy Hockey League, and what we need is some managers to manage some hockey teams, and what you need to do is to manage a hockey team, and your goal is to try to outmanage the sports authorities.
Yeah, good luck there.
That's right.
We're not just experts; we're authorities.
We're authorities. So you have a tall task to try to outmanage the authorities, especially Kenny. Oh, he's laughing. But laughing. No,
Yep, that's exactly how it's going to go. Everyone's going to find out exactly. As a matter of fact, if you can beat our two esteemed HLers here, there's a $50 bounty on one head. So if you can beat one of the authorities, you get $50 cash, and that's no kidding.
That's the top finisher, though, right?
That is the only finisher. Yes, okay. Yes. That's right. You have to come in number one.
Yep, that's just like, in a horse race, you got to win.
Yes,
The show doesn't do any good here.
Which makes us sad, by the way, that the season is over. Horse racing is done now, and unfortunately, or fortunately...
The horses are all kneeling now for the for the winter season.
Well, the commissioner got his groove back.
Yeah, now that I have my groove back, now they're done for the year.
But that's the good thing, though. It's a good thing that you got your groove back just in time.
Right.
For YOU. So anyway, how it goes. We have all kinds of stuff, probably for the last time. It's now we can put it on the big screen.
Oh.
That big screen.
Yes.
That is a big screen.
It is. And you're welcome, too, by the way. Boom.
There we go.
Watch this. Yeah. Woo-hoo! These are people you don't want to see. Ooh.
Ooh.
These are only experts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
actually, it's kind of droll.
Yeah, but we do have a story about that, Mr. Wade.
Yeah, did you see that? I mean, but he's got a cleared waiver, so, right?
He already did.
Did he, really?
Yes, he did.
Whoa, so he signed, sealed, delivered to Cleveland.
Well, I mean, he hasn't yet, but nobody's going to pick him up.
What do you mean he hasn't? Either he did or he didn't.
he said he needs to clear waivers by tomorrow.
Yeah, right. Okay.
No, nobody's going to pick him up.
Mark's trying to, like, break the news here, going, wow, you got a scoop?
Yeah, nobody's going to pick him up.
So, all it takes is one dumb team to, like, want to break up Dwayne Wade.
Well, there's only one dumb team out there, and they play at the Pizza Pizza Arena.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Yeah. And trust me, they'll do it, too.
But the problem is, in order to get the waiver claim in on time, Stan Van Gundy needs to start moving and get over there and put the claim in.
He needed to start last week to get there.
There he goes. Well, he almost made the entrance ramp on 75 there by the Palace all this time in the off season. He's actually wearing shorts and one of those, like, skin-tight shirts to get the aerodynamics running, so he doesn't have to, like, you know, nothing to slow him down, no baggy clothes.
Hopefully he remembers that he has to go to Pizza Pizza Arena and not Auburn Hills.
No, he'd probably just go to Pizza Pizza. Look at him, man.
He'd go to a couple little Caesars and say, I'll take a couple of hot and ready's. Actually, give me six.
Yeah. My family's outside. Wink. You know? God damn, dude. Try to stretch, you know? You wouldn't have to lose weight if you could, like, gain about a foot and a half.
He's not fat. He's short for his weight. That's all.
There he is. He's extremely short. He's a short guy. I mean, he just looks like a cartoon character every time you see him. I don't understand how a guy 6'11 could, like, take him seriously. It's like, where's my coach? Where's my OU? And he looks down at his shoes. And
while you're down there, can you polish my shoes?
Yeah, polish my knees.
My shoe's untied.
That's the Henrietta thing. So, second down.
Just remember who makes all the money here. Me.
All right.
Here.
So,
I tie my shoe.
Yeah.
Do we want to start out with number one? You kind of wonder why, that, and with this whole 9 yards to set this up, you wonder why that Under Armour took a back seat a lot. You know, there was something going on, and you wonder why Under Armour was pursuing all these people that were just dropping off, and how did Adidas, all of a sudden, which was a dead brand, Adidas? You know, not since Run DMC was Adidas even relative. And now we know why, Mac.
Yep. Yep, and somebody high in the company in Adidas is now behind bars somewhere.
Close.
I don't know, but yep, the U.S. Attorney General indicted 10 men, including 4 assistant coaches from Oklahoma State, USC,
yes,
Arizona, Auburn.
Well, who would ever believe? I mean, my goodness, who would ever believe that USC would be involved in anything underhanded in their athletic program? I mean, my goodness, I'll bet Pete Carroll's just shaking his head right now.
Yeah, really. After he missed that suspension. The big one here is Auburn. I mean, not Auburn, but Arizona. Wee-wee!
Yeah.
You know, I mean, really, you got a perennial top power, you know, especially in the NC2As. You know, Oklahoma State, but Auburn, but Arizona. And the funny thing is that some of them are like chump change. To blow this whole thing up, I mean, some was some pretty penny, but some was like 10 grand.
Yeah.
10 grand? You know, here's the story. If you have to bribe people hundreds of thousands of dollars to buy your brand sucks.
You suck.
There is something bad with your product that you're giving money to. But then all of a sudden, all these guys are doing so. You know, and then Trump's coming out, well, you know, all these guys are black that are doing it. And it's like, shut up. Dude, you take a knee. But, I mean, this is just breaking now, though, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just did it today. Yeah, this morning.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how far... I mean, this is all FBI stuff and everything. Yeah. Here's a scoop. If the FBI and the U.S. attorney is coming out after you, you're dead already. You're dead. You haven't hit the ground yet. That's the point. I have never, ever, yet, ever seen an FBI investigation when it goes up this hard and they make the big announcement, they got you. You know, why you didn't plead out, I don't know.
I don't think they've had a chance to plea out yet.
Right. But, you know, the funny thing is that they said it's only the assistant basketball coaches
right.
who didn't know about this, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, there's the thing about it is that they said that there's going to be more to this.
Yes.
After a little more investigation.
I don't know. It's because there's so many high-level things that's gone on in the last 5 years, starting with Kwame and all these other people around here. But you know how the FBI works this. Go to the low-level fish.
Right.
Try to flip them.
Yep.
You know, it's like, look, dude, you could be doing a lot of hard time for this idiot, and he's going to escape, or, you know.
Well, it's like you're coming down so hard on Manafort. They want Trump. So what are they going to do? Put the big squeeze on the lower guy, and
I know, you take a look at
break.
You look at Flynn, and Flynn looks like the dude from Gilligan's Island. You know, and it looks like he would be the first one to flip, and I mean right now, and squawk like tomorrow. You know, I mean, but if that's what they're already announcing, they got the assistant managers.
Yeah,
what's the guesses here that some ADs didn't know about this, or did know about this? On the other hand,
and well, even if you don't prove that they did, you still have the question of institutional control. Okay. What you're saying is this shit was going on in your program, and you didn't have any controls in place to find it and get rid of it.
Right.
Okay. So, I mean, you're already sunk. The only question is, who is going to jail? But these programs are in deep doo-doo.
Yeah, because really, this isn't the NC2A looking at you. This is the FBI, and they got the goods.
Yep.
I mean, I think I saw where they had undercover cops. If they have undercover cops... Our FBI got undercover agent into a hotel room, meetings and details. You know that room was wired like no tomorrow.
You're damn right it was.
And what they're going to do is sit down these four schools, hit play on the video player, and go, what's your suspension, boys? You know?
How do you plea?
Yeah, really. I mean, really, who goes? Because, I mean, these are all no-name coaches, frankly. You know, there's not a whole big fish in here.
Well, Chuck Person. I mean,
yeah, he used to was an NBA player.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, really, if you're going to go for the big kahunas, you know, these are okay.
Yeah.
You know, but, I mean, they're the assistants. Now, what they should be going is how many head coaches knew. And that's going to be fun, because when the head coaches know and the ADs know... Showtime.
Yep.
How many times are you not going to see Arizona at the big dance anymore? You know, Oklahoma State. I'm trying to think where they were in the dance. I mean, these are not NIT schools.
No.
At all. These are big, you know. And with my Adidas, oh my God, there is not going to be a player in the universe that's going to have Adidas shoes anymore, because they're all going to be worried that somehow, some way, they got cross-pollinated with that. Buy. Was it worth it, Adidas? You know? And really, where did this money go to? They went directly to the player, or did it go to...
Well, some of it got kicked back to the players.
And some of it got kicked back to the players' families.
Right.
But still, I mean, there's your trail.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, if it went to the assistant coaches... And then back to the families, to the players. Oh, did they name any players?
No.
Not yet.
Not yet. Oh, sooner or later it's going to come out.
Wow. Yeah, oh, sure it is. And guess who's going to be nailed? And I mean, really, if you're Arizona, yike. You know, kind of a football school, but really a basketball school. Auburn, Auburn? How could Auburn be dirty? Oh, let's take a look at the rest of their program.
Yeah.
Jeez. And USC. You know UCLA right now is smiling ear to ear. But then again, how many other investigations are going on?
Yeah. They mentioned Louisville.
Louisville?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. Rick Pitino.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
When it mentioned that they're part of the investigation as well.
That's what I'm saying. When I read the article had a picture, and Rick Pitino's face was right there. Mm-hmm. And it's like, Okay.
But they're not named. So
they're not named, so they're not part of this initial...
Phase one
arrest.
Right.
Yeah. But they're sucked into it, too.
Right.
And we don't know who else.
What is up with Pitino? I mean, really, what happened to that guy? You know? He was supposed to be, you know, apple pie and Chevrolet, then all of a sudden... There's something about Kentucky, you know, the state of, that has some of the most corrupt basketball teams of all time.
Well, they got
allegedly.
Allegedly. Well, they have to keep their record, you know. They always have good basketball teams, so they have to do everything they possibly can to keep that record intact.
Yeah, but they're like SEC football teams. You know?
Squeaky clean.
Squeaky wheel. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of bad news. If you're any kind of fan of these guys, there's got to be a lot of college people shivering right now.
Yes.
Big time. Shiver and shake. You wonder, though, but take a look at where all these schools are. They seem from the southern side of town, southern and west.
Why do you think Mr. Harbaugh just loves this? Irking the crap out of them teams.
Yeah, well, here it comes, you know. Unfortunately, here it comes, but...
You know, that's why Harbaugh, you know, has his little camps down in the South, just to, you know...
Yeah, but the basketball thing's a totally different story.
No, but I'm just saying, you know, Harbaugh likes to put his 2 cents worth in just for Michigan.
Well, the big picture here is if you don't have these four teams in the NC2A... We got four Cinderella teams coming up. You have Oakland University coming in. You got the Golden Grizzlies. Because, man, now that's a big hole to fill.
Yeah.
Arizona, I mean, man, Sun Devils are all over the place.
So I'm trying to remember. Were these four teams in the dance last year?
I think they all were, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Arizona was for sure.
Well, I know Arizona, yeah. But I'm trying to remember. Was U.S. Yeah, USC was.
Yeah, you bet it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
Oklahoma State.
I think they were, too, yeah.
Yeah.
Auburn?
I think so, yeah.
Were they? Okay.
Yeah, but, I mean, these guys are perennials.
Yeah.
You know, they're not like flowers, but they show up a lot.
Right.
You know, and so good luck to these guys. And again, this is coming from the Southern District of New York, and they're doing it all the way up here. Wee, wee, wee. How many Big Ten schools are going to get hit with this? All of a sudden, people are going to be taking a look at cameras, at pictures of how many Adidas shoes are on Big Ten kids. And go, But don't they have contracts, though? Doesn't, like, U of M have contracts, shoe contracts, where you can't do this? I mean, you have the contract for everything that Under Armour has, you got everything. You know, it's not carte blanche, and it's not kids can use whatever shoes they want to use. If I'm not mistaken, I think U of M's that way. I'm not sure about MSU. But I think Big Ten schools work that way, don't they?
As far as I know, but who?
Yeah, because didn't U of M have that stupid, that logo of the world's greatest basketball player, you know, doing the jump, doing the wide jump on their uniforms because they got his brand shoes, and it's like, well, what's a basketball player, allegedly the best basketball player ever, you know, have his logo on a football? It's like, what's up with Chicago? I mean, all right, he was Mr. Bull, but, and it's not the Scottie Pippen look. But you wonder, why was that? Oh, man, this could really open up a big can of worms.
Yes.
Huge.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about huge, see the Wings win yesterday? What a dandy.
Yep, did you see the Maple Leafs win last night?
Oops.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you see that? He got hip checked. There you go.
Austin Matthews hat trick.
So what? It's only preseason.
The Red Wings game. Preseason.
There is no preseason in Detroit. Every game's a good one.
No, every game's preseason.
Every game
in Detroit
counts for Detroit. You know why?
Start now. We
right,
need it.
Right, because what they're trying to do is they're trying to develop some momentum for going into the season. So
there you
it's
go.
Very important that they have a good preseason.
That's right. Take a look at that. You know, what are they calling it? LCA now? Take a look at that LCA. Isn't it an amazing place now? Because nobody really wants to say Little Tweezers Arena, you know?
Pizza, pizza.
Yeah. I mean, what is the official? Does anybody know what the official title is? Little Caesars Arena, isn't it?
Stupid-ass arena. How about that?
How about Little Caesars Arena as presented by Comerica Bank and Home Depot?
In District Detroit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And brought to you by, yeah, by Comerica. No, no, by the Detroit Tigers and...
Sponsored by... the Detroit Lions.
Why don't you just call it Pine Knob?
Yeah.
That'd be badass. Bring back a name for... They should have called it the Olympia.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. I'll give you applause.
That would have been a better name.
Yeah.
Than stupid-ass pizza arena.
Well, just about anything would have been a better name than Little Caesars Arena.
You'd wonder if they didn't do like a Camden Yards thing, you know? Build a hockey arena with old school look, you know. But then, of course, have the cool amenities on the inside and stuff. But I would have like a trough in the guy's bathroom, just cause, you know. Find one from the old Tiger Stadium. You guys ain't using it anyways, you know. The trough works. Get them in, get them out. See? So there. So, oh my gosh, it's almost time. Talk amongst yourselves.
Oh, talk amongst ourselves.
Talk amongst ourselves. Okay, well, okay. Let me figure out what we're kneeling for, what cause we're supporting tonight.
Does anybody really remember what that's about? It has nothing to do with the flag and not respecting the troops and all that junk. It has something to do with civil rights. It's and basically started with Kaepernick, and that was the whole deal, how black folks are getting blown away by cops, and cops are getting away with it. That is all it meant.
Yeah.
White, none of this
white
other
police
shit.
Officers are shooting black people and stuff like that.
And then Kaepernick kind of went off the rails.
Yeah, true.
He kind of lost focus and pissed a lot of people off. And then you know, part of that's interesting, too, because they were talking about Kaepernick and what motivated him. And they talked about this chick he's been dating for the last 2 years. And she's some kind of personality out in San Francisco. And she's very vocal about shit. Okay. And they figure, well, you know, hey, he's trying to impress her, you know.
And she's done.
Kind of, she's kind of working him up. And
yeah,
it's like,
well,
okay, well, you know, it's not the first time a guy's been... putting himself in a bad spot because of a chick,
like
right?
Hose. No, I've never heard of that situation before.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's like the guy says, it won't suck itself, right?
Do you know something that one of the folks that we all know in this room bought a $400 inflatable once? $400. And we thought, what a weirdo. Do you have a, you know... you still got that? Maybe you could pass it to a friend. But we looked it up this morning, and there's $1,500 versions of them.
No shit.
15 made with surgical vinyl or silicone or whatever. God, is that gross? I mean, $1,500. But then they went, well, it's only $30 a week. So how much money would you spend on a chick? You know, more than $30 a week.
Well, the thing is, if you get tired of it and you throw it away, you have to give it half your money.
No, you don't, and that's a funny thing. So if you're feeling it, you can just drag it out of the, you know, out of the cupboard, out of the closet, do a really quick 10 minutes, put her back in before halftime. Ta-da! You are done for the week. You don't have to listen to dumb stories. You don't have to go to her family. You know, the more they were talking, the more this is making sense.
Come out of the closet whenever you want.
Yeah, really. It's like, oh, wait a minute, I need a date here right now. But what we don't need as a date right now is our outsider insider for the Detroit Lions.
Put the towel back in the closet.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You guys going, what the hell?
It's a sport thing. If you saw our fine, we couldn't get you to do the washing the car video, so we had to find three of our interns. And,
okay.
It seems as how that Facebook kind of shut it down. So it was like, all right, And so that's what we were talking about, said things. But talking about good things, right now on the line, right, we have Pat Risk is our Lion Outside Insider. Makes sense to
us. Hey, guys, how are you?
The world says
just
hi.
Just a real quick thing before we talk about the Lions. The new name for Little Caesars Arena is now called The Dough.
The Dough.
We used to have The Joe. Now we have The Dough.
I'm liking it already. But what we're liking is a little bit of setup for people that don't know worldwide, is that Pat Risk here had season tickets back when the Lions were bad. But, well,
way back then, huh?
Yeah, that last week. Yeah. Anyways, I mean, she is diehard blue and white. Silver.
Oh, no, Honolulu blue and silver, baby.
There you go. I'm thinking blue and white. What was I thinking?
I don't know. Oh,
blue and white maple leaves.
There you go. Anyways, there you go. We have Patty, and she's somewhere in Bermuda right now, and that's why her sounds so bad. She really has a beautiful voice. So, Patty, tell us about Caldwell getting a couple new years.
Well, you know what? He is currently the winningest coach that the Lions have ever had, if you can believe it. He's certainly not my choice. He's made way too many mistakes. We all remember 2 years ago the Hail Mary that, oh, God, Rodgers will never throw that. And he sent all the shorties out instead of the tallies. You know, just dumb mistakes like that. The fact that when we're up, he kind of like goes into a shell and wants to play safe. I don't like about him that the reality is he is the winningest coach that we've ever had. You know, so we'll see what happens. You know, contracts can be broken.
How many years did they give him, do you know?
I believe they gave him four.
4 years?
Oh, my.
I believe they gave him four, yes.
That is a scoop here for him.
And actually, this deal was signed months ago, and it's just now coming to light. So it was all very quiet. You know, Martha Ford loves him, and she wants him to be the leader of her team. And, you know, like I said, the guy has got some good qualities, but he makes a lot of mistakes, and in my opinion, he's not aggressive enough. But you know what? Let's just let's see what happens. Let's finish this year out and see where we end up in the playoffs.
All right, what are you calling for?
Hopefully.
What are you calling for this year, Patty? 9-9
Oh, 9-9 is 18.
I'll give you two more.
16 games.
Well, the thought here is the stuff that you got jobbed on last week.
So, you know, it just, and part of the reason that my voice sounds the way it does is I am a very passionate person about my Lions, and I had to do a whole lot of verbalization about how we got screwed once again. And if you think back, I'm sure everybody remembers the Calvin Johnson rule, completing the process, back in 2010, the Jim Schwartz throwing the flag, and we get penalized and lose that game when the reality is, oops, big deal, he threw a flag. If you look back, there has been, don't know the exact number, I want to say somewhere between 6 to 8 times that the call was so bad against us, forcing us to lose a game, and the NFL went back, of course, after the fact, recognized what a screw-up it was and changed the ruling. The only problem is we still got the L on our record instead of going back and saying, hey, you know what? Here's the reality. We have got a quarterback for the first time in the history of the Lions that can take us to the Super Bowl. We are surrounding him with the right people, you know, and it's just the league needs to, we're not asking for any favors, don't do me any favors, don't do us any favors, just be fair. It's like the league does not want us, you know, they didn't want us to be Green Bay, therefore that bullshit rule, you know, a couple of years ago. They didn't want us to beat Atlanta on Sunday. That 10-second rule is the biggest joke in the world.
Yeah, but it's been on the books for a long time, though, Pat.
Yeah, but the refs blew the whistle. They blew the whistle. They stopped the clock. There were still 11 seconds left. You want to, you know, I mean, it's just the stupidity, and it's like, God, who put it? One of our friends put on Facebook about the biggest hurdle that the Lions have to face. Our biggest competitor are the referees.
But now here's one big thing. What's in it for the NFL for the Lions to not to win?
Well, you know what? I think that, you know, and again, you know, conjecture, but, you know, Jerry Jones, oh, my God, the Lions beat his Cowboys, all right? You remember back, God, what was that? Was that the Jim Schwartz rule? Or, no. That was in 2015. That was the flag that went down that got picked up because it never went down. How does a ref pick up a flag and say there wasn't a penalty when there was? That was the Cowboys.
I don't know if
Martha's not one of the big, you know, Martha's not one of the old boys. Martha's in a class all of her own. And I think that the Lions have been a pretty sad team for many, many years. And the league is used to
many, that many years.
They are. But that's not who we are anymore.
Yeah, but that's
we are contenders. Just be fair. I don't want any favors. You know, Pretty Boy Brady's got all the favors in the world. So does that frickin' cheesehead that I won't even say his name. You know what? Let's do everything in the world to make them look good. I'm not asking for any favors. No Lions fan is. We just want fair play calling.
Yeah, but I mean, how are you a contender at 2-1?
What do you mean, how are we a contender at 2-1?
Have you
watched the Lions play? Have you seen how strong we're getting?
We've seen this when you had the, what's that one in the Silver Dome? Or the Silver Rush thing and all that stuff? Everybody looks good, and then even last year, they look great, and all of a sudden at the end of the line.
No. If you remember, last year we started out really, really bad. Second half we looked good. First half we looked bad of the season. So, you know, where we're at now, again, I believe in our quarterback. I'd like to have, you know, the injuries that have happened with some of our O-linemen is not really a good thing. But I love the fact that, you know what, Matthew got some feet underneath him. He's never been a running quarterback. That man wants to win for him and for us in Detroit. And he is starting to run whatever he needs to do. Get out of the pocket. There's no one to throw. Let me see how many yards I can get. You know, which is a beautiful thing to see.
Okay, Patty, last question. Who do you want as your running guy? Who's your running back?
Oh, God, I would love to have Barry Sanders back. you know what? Zenner did a fabulous job for us last year, and he has touched the ball only one time so far this year. He didn't get anywhere, but it's only been one touch.
Why is
Let's
that?
Give him, I don't know. I have no idea. I'd love to ask Caldwell, but he hasn't taken my calls. So, let's give Zenner the ball. Let's give Riddick the ball. Let's give Abdullah the ball, and let's see who's going to rise to the top.
He's not taking your calls. He's just taking your money.
No, he is taking my money, but not my calls. You got it.
All right. I know we said lastly, but this time for sure, Ebron in or out?
Oh my God, out! When a man can't catch a ball and can't block, those are the only two things tight ends need to do: catch the ball, and when the ball's not thrown to you, block. He can't do either. Bye bye.
You know what Ebron needs for Christmas? Stick 'em.
What is he? What is that?
Need stick 'em. Yeah, absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, that's been Pat Risk, our Lion Inside Outsider. Patty, come back next week.
All right, I will.
Beautiful. Thanks, Pat. See you soon, my dear.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye,
kids.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pat Risk.
That's a true believer right there.
That is a true blue Lion fan. I know somewhere on there is a Lion tattoo or tattoos, you know, somewhere. Somewhere it says Bobby Lane. God. You know, did you see somewhere they had in the Free Press and News, where they had the thing about... throw away your buried jersey. Now it's time to return the tide and all that stuff. Okay, turn the tide, win.
Yeah,
you know, win kills a lot of. Oh yeah, you guys haven't won in 60 years.
And here's the problem: it comes down to this. Talk is cheap. We've heard talk to this team over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Get it done. Okay, last year, everyone got excited at the 9-4. And what happened? They lost the last four games.
Yeah, well, they backed in.
Yeah.
There's no way. Yeah, I mean, show me, you know.
And who predicted it?
Yeah, nice job.
The authorities.
The authorities predicted it. We looked at the schedule and went, uh-oh. Okay, you got two tough road games against Dallas and Giants. Then you come on and play Green Bay with all the marbles. And then you get a road game in the playoffs.
You know, the funny thing is, and Patty was right, there has been some really weird calls.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but then again, you get the guys that say, well, score more points, you don't have that problem. Okay,
yeah,
fair.
Well, you know, but you're playing a team, Atlanta, they were in the Super Bowl last year, and they got a big lead on New England. Everyone figured they're going to win the Super Bowl. Yeah. That's a really good Atlanta team. And you get down to the end, you're in the game. You didn't get blown out like you usually do in these games.
Yeah.
And, you know, it comes down to the last play. And, you know, I looked at the play and I said, okay, the rule for the NFL is the call on the field stands unless you go to replay and it has, the term is incontrovertible video evidence. What does incontrovertible mean? I looked it up. It means that there's no doubt at all. I looked at that play and I said, there's doubt. I mean, you're inferring the knee touched, that it grazed. The term is it grazed the turf. You don't see it. You don't see the knee hitting the turf. You know, if there's a pass play and the ball changes directions as it goes into the hands of the receiver, yeah, it hit the ground. You see it. You point to it and say, see that? There was no see that on that replay.
Is there no?
So there was no incontrovertible video evidence.
But he's short.
He was short.
Short means nothing.
But the question is, did the knee touch the ground before the ball broke the plane? I think it's inconclusive. Probably the knee was down, but it's not incontrovertible. According to your rule book that you seem to be so keyed on following, you can't overturn the call on the field. But they overturned the call on the field so cheaply, that's why you wind up with these situations.
Okay? I always like the one about that 10-second roll-off.
You know, that's kind of a garbage one, too.
I don't remember. I know the reason why they put it in so people don't fake injuries. I get it.
Well, but that was the original. That goes back to the 50s. Gee, long time ago, right?
Yeah, but I mean, a lot of these go back.
Since 2010, they applied the rule to replays as well.
Which is really weird.
Which is weird. Why would you do that?
Yeah, that's true.
And, you know, it doesn't matter where on the field. Okay, so, I mean, if it's a 30-yard pass play, it takes time to get the line. But this was, like, right there. So how long would it take for you to get a playoff? Well, let's say you line up, and with 1 second left, you snap the ball. Tweet! Offside defense. Then what? This could have happened.
Yeah, okay.
Would it have? Nobody will ever know. Could have. Okay? So what you've done is you've eliminated that. You have taken that completely. Why? Because you did something? No, the referee did something. He called a touchdown, and then they overturned it in the booth on their incontrovertible video evidence that I don't see. So, you know, this is the kind of crap, though. You know, you talk about why the NFL is losing viewers. Not only are people pissed off about the kneeling stuff, you also have a league that lacks credibility in a lot of these situations. Okay, we have a rule book, but we don't really follow the rule book. But we follow the rule book over here. So we're going to have the 10-second roll-off that didn't make any sense in this situation. But we're not following the rule book in terms of any replay.
But you spent all your timeouts.
Exactly. You used all three timeouts on defense. You had nothing left when you went on offense.
But nobody knew there was going to be a 10-second. I mean, I don't know how many people knew there was a 10-second.
But you know what? You know? Let's face it. If you're on offense and you have a timeout in your back pocket, that opens a lot of field for you, doesn't it? As opposed to you're constantly having to stop the clock in every play. Okay? So you're throwing to the outside constantly. You can't run the ball. You can't throw down the middle. You have to constantly throw to the edges, okay? Saving that one timeout could have been very valuable for this offense. But he burns them all on defense.
It would have been valuable.
You had a two-minute warning, and he was going to stop the clock.
Yeah, but couldn't you, if you were Atlanta, you could have ran that clock down anyways.
No, you use two timeouts to stop the clock,
right.
And then you get the two-minute warning. That's your third stoppage, and then you punt. You still got plenty of time left, and you have a timeout in your back pocket.
Thinking that Atlanta doesn't make a first down.
Right. Which they did. They weren't even trying to. I mean, you could see they weren't even trying. They were saying, I'm going to turn around, give you the ball. You kind of waddle around a little bit, but both hands on the ball and fall down. You know, burn some time. They weren't trying to make a first down.
Okay. I mean, here's the story. There is not one person.
Waddle around like Stan, I'm sorry.
No way. Oh, wait. There is nobody, including the head coach of the Detroit Lions, that are saying, we got hosed. Yeah. You know, he says, yeah, it's true. Yeah, okay, we're short. Yeah. And away we go. So what are you supposed to do to the league if everybody on your team, if your head coach, let's say, is saying, yeah, you know, we were short. We didn't make it. There we go. New, you know, let's play next week. I mean, where's that groundswell behind you? You know, like a Patty thing where you could say, wasn't it? And, you know, Patty was thinking, I was joking when I was saying 9-9. There should be two, and I said a couple of times it's the 0-16 season. You should get like two extra, like two mulligan games, you know, because it is kind of weird. It means nothing. I mean, here's a story. It's like, well, you don't respect our team and all this crap. You know what? Here it is. Win something in over a half a century.
Right.
Win something.
Right.
You know, I mean, you want to be the laughing stock, you are. You want to be the door fan, you are. Uh-huh. So many times people get excited because we're really going to, you know, the Silver Rush is coming along and everything. This is a brand new team. It doesn't matter what happened last year. As long as we've been alive, that's everything that we've always heard. We want to be Lion fans. We would like to say, you know, whoever takes, and how many times have we said this on the show? Whatever quarterback takes a Lion team to a Super Bowl, we'll never have to buy a meal here again.
Right.
I mean, they will have streets. Woodward will be renamed Greg Landry Boulevard. You know? I mean, there would be something go. It's like, go, guys. But I think we've all seen it to the point where it's like, look, when you guys definitively show me, not halfway through the season, not three quarters of the way through the season, show me at the end where it says playoff tickets begin at sale at, you know, and then don't choke one. Go to two.
Yeah.
You know, go to the second round of the playoffs. Show me something.
We got Lions fans in this town that are so starved for some success by this team.
I think everybody
that
is.
They reach out. You heard Pat talking about, you know, oh, we finally got to go. What's the evidence of that? We don't see it yet. They're building towards something, but we've seen this before. Mm-hmm. 2-1, okay? Last year, 9-4. But what did it get you? You have to finish the job. Starting well doesn't mean anything.
True that. I mean, it's W&L. You don't get points for looking good or looking better than last year and all that stuff. Because really, when they went 0-16, they all said, well, we can only go up from here. Which is kind of true.
True. And in fact, you know, my counter to that was, you know, yeah, well, tell you what, this year you could have not even shown up. Forget training camp. Take a cruise around the world. Forfeit all your games. Don't show up. And your record's the same.
And you would have saved money.
And you had more fun.
Yeah.
And you saved us a lot of grief, too.
You kind of wonder, what is the story? I mean, because really, if you don't live in Detroit, you know, and you're just the casual fan somewhere in Missouri, you know, I mean, what would I give the Lions? Respect and all that kind of stuff. Why? What did you guys earn? What did you guys win? And that's the whole thing when it comes to sports. W&L, baby.
Yeah.
You know, and if you haven't won anything, and it's like, you know, you're going to go through little stretches and stuff, but not over a half a century.
Yeah.
60 years? You back into something 60
we're,
years.
We're talking about a team. When is the last time they won their division? Crickets, please.
I'm looking for crickets. I'll give you a scream while I'm looking. Here we go.
We're not talking Super Bowl. When did they win the division? When is the last time they had a playoff game at home? 1991. Let's see, that's what, 26 years?
You're the math guy. Jeez.
That's 26 years.
Last year, what?
They were the 9-4. Home playoff game they had.
Last year, 9-4. Right?
Yeah.
What did it get them? A road playoff game and a loss.
Which, as I've gone through this before, their record in the playoffs since 1957 at home is 1-1. Why? Because they only have had two home playoff games since 1957. In 60 years, two home playoff games, they won one. Yeah. Ooh. And they've been on the road like, 15 times, I think, and lost them all.
You know what I think everybody saw when they turned when they went to the New Orleans? And they thought, aha, we got this now. Now we're going, now we got something to root onto. You know, and then that went...
Oh, that was a terrible game.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And then it's like, okay, here we go. I mean, you can make up as many... Well, look at how good we're looking now. Look at how, you know, we got a running back, which you don't. Yeah. You know, look, we got receiving core. Tate is coming back. I mean, I think they underutilized that guy a couple of years.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I like the guy. I think he's a hell of a receiver.
Yeah.
You know, way underutilized. You know, but okay. And I think Kenny's right. Show me at the end of when they start doing playoff tickets. Uh-huh. Not like, oh, it's the lion turtle at the end of the year. Well, you know, we won three games at the end of the year, and so we really got the groove. Now we know coming into the season, next season, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Show me.
Your last game of the year is against Green Bay again.
You want to sway people over? Show us. Yeah. Just show us. Just do your job.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, you can be fair weather fans, but I mean, you lost a lot of fans over the decades. You know, well, they're not true fans. Well, yeah, they are.
Yeah.
You know, because they don't put up with, you know, the 0-16. You know, you know how much you have to try to be 0-16 in the modern era.
And they weren't even close. They were, it's like, oh, we got jobbed. No, you didn't get jobbed in any of those games. Those were clear losses.
Yeah.
Ugh.
But again, you have a management system that didn't give anybody on the field... You know, because I'm trying to think, when you go back down to Mouse in June, you know, when you went to that era, when you go to Iowa to pick your quarterback, whee! When you're doing that run and gun thing, whee! You know, I mean, nobody liked it, and it was like, you looked at your schedule and you go, Lions, yes, lick chop, lick chop. You know, the NFC Central is wide open, man. You know, if you think Bradford's going to come out do anything, maybe he is. I don't see it, you know.
He's hurt.
Yeah, so you see he's going, then that puts you, that gives you a mediocre Green Bay team. You know, there shouldn't be, on paper, there should be one team that the Lions can't beat in the NFC. I can't think of any way. They should run right through Chicago, you know, run right through Kansas City. Oops, that's the baseball side. Every time I think of Chicago and losing, I think of our trusty Tigers. You know, God bless them, friends.
Yes, yes. With our outgoing manager.
Oh, yeah. We have
Brad.
Brad S. Holmes.
Bad Brad.
But you know what? He's going to be signed to New York, and he'll be fabulous. You know?
Yeah.
No.
He had said he'd already made up his mind he wasn't coming back anyway.
Yeah, after they told him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, you know what? If I were you, I'd look in the mirror and I'd say, I'm not doing this again.
No, never. I'll go front office. But no, that wouldn't even be good. No, stay out of there. Get into frisbee golf. Do something else. Do not do baseball, Brad Banners. There is no way that you're going to play, and it's indicative of the play for the last eight games, what we're going to see in for the next 2 years.
Yes.
And I think there's a huge difference between that and the Lions. Everybody goes, all right, we know you're going to suck. We brace ourselves. There we go. You're not selling anybody that you're going to be really great or you're going to do that great pumpkin thing. You got to believe. You got to believe. You don't believe nothing. Yeah. You know, belief doesn't win games. You know, talent does. You know, as much as you want to believe, and we believe, you know, that Anibal Sanchez has got his arm slapped back. But, boy, did you hear the stuff about Victor?
Oh, yeah.
Whoa, where did that come from?
Well, I'll tell you where it comes from. They've decided not to bring him back, so now they're going to put all this stuff out there. This is typical Ilitch crap, okay? But dump on the guy before you send him out so people will accept the fact you're not bringing him back.
But he was supposed to be like one of the clubhouse leaders and blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden, he's the clubhouse cancer.
Yep.
You know, whee, when did that happen?
Yeah.
You know, but then again, okay, so now what you have is Cabrera at DH and Buck Farmer.
Yeah.
Everybody else is going to be relatively new. You know, I mean, Presley outfield.
Yep.
Certainly not Ty Collins outfield.
Mikey Matuk.
Matuk, and they shut him down. And it was like, okay. Who are you? Thank God you guys aren't doing. Did you see the attendance last? Was it Saturday? They had a televised game at Co-America, and they were panning around. And man, there were like six people here, two people there, one person there. You know, the hot dog guy over here. That was it. It looked like it was a game in like early May. You know, on a like a 1 o'clock game. Pardon me.
During the week.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's bad because, and then you go, you poor saps, why are you there? What did you think was going to happen?
Yeah.
You know, Minnesota is trying to kick ass and take names. Now, with everything that we said, I think it was last week, who was still going to be in the playoff hunt. You know, I know we knew that Minnesota was kicking.
New York's in.
Yep. Minnesota's just about in, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did they latch? I thought they would.
Not yet.
Yeah, they're close. So.
Okay.
Baltimore's out. Tampa Bay's out. Yeah. I think just about everybody else is
National
out,
League though. Side, you're still kicking around. St. Louis, Milwaukee are still in the hunt to catch Colorado, and Colorado's not had a good second half.
Okay, right. But how is... You take a look at the Dodgers. Man, they've been bumpy lately.
Ouch, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, they're so far ahead. Bump all you want.
Yeah, well, yeah. I'll tell you one thing. Watch out for Arizona if they get through that wild card game, because their pitching staff is stacked. And J.D. Martinez has been hitting a ton of home runs since he got there.
He's up to 40.
Yeah, he's. I saw at one point he had 24 home runs in 53 games out there.
Yeah.
He's a, just burning it.
What team did he come from?
Those guys you're talking about. What?
Yeah. Well, yeah. His coach was named Brad Assholemus.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the good thing about all that is that he's having his fun now, but he's going to come back and re-sign with Detroit. Because he likes Detroit.
Yeah, that's right. Just like Cespedes, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because really, why would he want to stay with a team that has nowhere to go but up and is going to go into playoffs or come back and sign for the league minimum for a team that has at least 6 or 7 years before it gets... Oh, there's that word again.
Oops. Competitive.
There you go. And that's every time we hear the word competitive, we mean loser.
Loser.
Yep.
You know, competitive doesn't mean you're winning. It means that you're middle fodder for the people who are. You know, competitive means jack shit. You want to be great. Fabulous. You want to be the best ever. Be a Trump.
You suck.
Hey, make lions great again, huh?
You know, Patty would be there with a hat.
Yeah.
God bless her. I mean, really, talk about somebody who really, truly gives it all. I mean, she is the female version of Mark when it comes to the Leafs, you know. I mean, you almost want to tiptoe around her when you talk about the Lions. It's like, no, here's the reality there, honey. But, you know, you pull for her. Every time there's a win, you just want to get on Facebook and you go, I think your team's winning, Patty. Good luck to you.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I wish that she would have, like, seats closer to a camera. Because I bet you she just freaks when she goes to the...
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then when she goes to the other... Yeah. You know, bless her heart, though. All right, so now looking right across the pond here, we noticed that the Wings won yesterday. Okay, good enough. Now for football scores.
Football scores.
There is no reason to talk about hockey anywhere. What do we got, another 2 weeks? Week
from tomorrow.
I was going to say it's about a week, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. And see, all Detroit teams get two games extra. I don't care who you are. Just in case there's a tiebreaker, you know.
Well, the official opening of the hockey season starts a week from tomorrow.
You know, it's just starting to think, how many times were the Wings hosed by a call? How many times were the Leafs hosed by a call? You know, how many times Pistons gives a damn?
Who cares?
Yeah, hose them all you want. You know, they're our sacrificial team there. But I'm trying to think, of all the controversy, you know what I will say? The playoff team or the playoff game with Dallas.
Yeah.
You know, that was a hose.
Yeah.
That was a big-time hose.
Yeah.
You know, even you started to think, well, maybe there's something, you know, about all this.
Yeah.
But again, I can't see what would the NFL give a damn. I mean, they would want to have a Cinderella team win.
Yeah.
It's great publicity, and all of a sudden, you know, if
Yeah, Ford Motor Company is a big advertiser with
you. True that. I mean, Detroit, I mean, would blow up. I mean, there's so many people that are Lions free right now. If you got the fever, I mean, it's just like when soccer was here. Nobody even knew what the hell the World Cup was, but it seemed like fun and something to do, and let's go. But my God, if you'd have, you know, especially people that are in their 40s and 50s and 60s, you know, who've never seen a Lion win, a Lion second round, I mean, this is a football town.
Yeah.
It's just waiting to happen, you know. But then again, you're filling up the stadium for an 8-8 team,
yeah,
or 9-9 team. I kind of like that, 9-9. I might just keep that, you know.
There's Herman Cain, 9-9-9, remember?
Yeah. I mean, I want to know how many, I would love to know what the attendance was in the 0-16 season, you know. I wonder if it dropped off that much.
I don't think it did.
Not even. You know? And that's kind of the thing. It's like, that's what you have. That's your gold mine. But yet, the Lions are the second to the last in value, according to Forbes magazine. I mean, it's Buffalo, then Detroit. And then the Browns are way on top of that. It's like, what are you guys missing? If they would have some kind of great ownership that would go in there. You know, not the old bagel that's up in there right now trying to do the driving Miss Daisy with Caldwell. You know, you might see something that goes, because I don't believe in Quinn. You know, I mean, he did some drafts that were worth a damn, but I mean, the bar is where?
Yeah.
There. It's right above my shoe.
And, you know, as far as Caldwell being the winningest coach since the 50s, well, means look
what?
At the list!
It's
Rick
what?
Forzano. Tommy Hudspeth, Monty Clark,
the guy that died for the first six games,
Marty Morningwig.
Oh my God!
I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's
that bar's not very high either.
No, that wasn't. It's nothing to hang your hat on. It's like, I'm the winningest coach in Lion history. Yay! thank you, Coach.
Yeah. I'm the tallest guy in the midget league.
Hey, we're talking about the midget league. Ken Pocket, Super CPA, what did we not talk about in one whole minute?
We didn't talk about Albert Haynesworth, Fat Albert, former NFL player. He got on Twitter the other evening and laid into his ex-girlfriend, former Lady Vols player Brittany Jackson, and said that she's abused him racially and physically. There was a video online about when he had called the cops back in January. He's telling the cops, she kicked me in the nuts. And, you know, she's called me the N-word and all kinds of stuff. And it's like, she's got...
naughty.
You know, they had a kid together, okay? And she's like, your kid's half black, and he called me that. You know, it's like, well, you know what, Albert, you know how to pick them, don't you? And she responded back, and she says, well, that's the seventh kid. And it's like, I'm thinking about this. You know what? I wish I lived next door to these people. I could cancel cable. Just open the window. What a pair.
Way to go. Always marry a Lady Vol. All right. Mark Milicek, our sport director here at CKW. What did we talk about in one whole minute?
Well, we had an NBA trade. We had... Carmelo Anthony going from the Knicks to the
Thunder.
Oklahoma Thunder. So now Carmelo's going to take the Thunder.
So now the cancer spreads, huh?
So the cancer just went from New York to Oklahoma. So now another team that Carmelo's just going to it's going to go right down the complete shithole now.
Yeah, but really, what do you think the Knicks are going to do this year?
Well, no, I'm not saying that the trade's going to do any good for either team, but no. I'm just saying Carmelo's not going to... He thinks he's going to go to a team and win a championship, and no matter where he goes, he's not going to win one, so...
Carmelo's got to find Doc Brown, get on the Wayback Machine, get back to Denver, hang out. Don't move. Don't go anywhere.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
You know, whatever.
So, good luck to you, Carmelo. You know, maybe, you know, with Paul George and Westbrook...
There's a dandy.
Well, now that the show's just about over, can we stand up now?
Your knee don't hurt?
My knees are hurting, yeah.
Not me, man. I can stay down here forever in the right circumstances. So, for the Super CPA, Ken Pocket.
Where's the interns?
Yeah, right. Stop watching that guy. And there's another thing we're going to talk about real briefly. Facebook gave us all kinds of crap for having that one video of our three interns washing our car. Listen, if you want to see the video that Facebook banned, go to our Facebook page, CKIW I-76. You will see it, and it will even post up the nasty gram we got from Facebook. If we can figure out some way that we can get that thing back, I mean, it's up there right now, by grace of God, you know. But, needless to say, when it comes to getting pub for the sports authorities, we're going pure men or pig move.
Because our standards are so high.
That's right. Sex sells. So, till that time, we will see. Oh, that's right. If you missed today, or if you want to hear this again, go to Podbean, PODBEAN.com, and we'll have this up for you, like we have for the interns. Just go to CKAW, put it in the little box there at Podbean, and then go down to Sport Authorities, and you can get all of our shows and listen to them outside while you're washing the car or if you're taking a knee somewhere, which has nothing to do about disrespecting the fucking vets at all.
Do you want to tell everybody how they can get into the...
You're up. Make it in a 60.
Well, how do you want to have them do it? Go on the Facebook page, or how do you want to...
Yeah, what we'll do is we'll put the Facebook League, or the Facebook League.
The link on the Facebook page?
Yeah, on the Facebook page. Yep, absolutely. And from there on in, type in Mark Milicek, because I have no idea how these things work.
Yeah, if the link is on the Facebook page, all you have to do is click in there, and then... just add your team to the league, and once we get the league filled, we will have our draft, and then you can go ahead and try to beat us authorities, but you won't do it.
That's true, man.
That's right. We'll so kiss it, $50 goodbye.
We're going to keep that in our pocket. Yep. So we'll have that link up for you tomorrow. We'll have it up for you on Wednesday. Until that time, for the Super CPA Mark Milicek and for our sport director Ken Pocket. Sorry, we'll see you again next week. Bye, folks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.